我想再掰头。
Doing research.
try to discover which one is the most accurate. But now you're aware of the main perspectives on the relationship between thought and language. And now when you're learning a foreign language, you can think about how the language you're learning is influencing your thoughts, or vice versa, how your thoughts are affecting your interpretation of the language.
Linguistics, cognition, and culture are all influences on how one learns to express themselves. While there are many different schools of thought and debates on which is the right way, diversity serves as a reminder that there might be more than one way to encourage learning, with emphasis placed on culture identity. By this I mean the culture must be defined so that learning connections can be made by way of interactions that induce culture, describe procedure, such as the aforementioned reading from right to left or reading from left to right. This is an example of using selective attention as a strategy to empower one to navigate culture with traction and active learning. In summary, the way an educator focuses attention matters. It enables rewiring or active learning and changes brain activity. The SEL component adds value of the student, and it makes the teacher as well as the student reflective of prior achievement, start point of learning, and why they want to learn in the first place. This could be an example of learning a second language, an ELL learner. This student-teacher reflection provides clarity, self-regulation, and expectation that counter the effects of disadvantage by maintaining the optimal level of arousal. And it supports attention and engagement. Information has been brought to you by Khan Academy, The Neuroscience of Learning by Bruce McCandless, The Neuroscience of SEL by Clancy Blair and Sybil Raver, and me, Kirsty Cook.